Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us today in Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we want to think about the third chapter of Judges. The book of Judges is the seventh book of the Old Testament. So I'll read the central passage from Judges chapter 3, starting at verse 12. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He gathered to himself the Ammonites, the Amalekites, and went and defeated Israel. And they took possession of the city of Palms, and that city is Jericho. Verse 14. And the people of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up for them a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjaminite, a left-handed man. The people of Israel had finally entered the kingdom and taken control of the land promised to their ancestors. And the book of Judges continues the story of this conquest that began in the book of Joshua. Through God's strength, the Israelites had conquered many armies and had overcome many difficulties. They had effectively met many political and military challenges, but facing spiritual challenges seemed to be more difficult. The unholy but attractive lifestyle of the Canaanites proved to be very dangerous, and actually more dangerous than the Canaanites' military might. And ultimately, the Israelites gave in to the pressure and compromised their faith. One of the lessons we learn here is that if we attempt to meet life's challenges with our human effort alone, we'll find pressures and temptations around us to be too great to resist. Well, starting in chapter 3 of Judges and going through chapter 16, we read of a seemingly endless cycle in the life of the Israelite nation. The Israelites had been repeatedly warned about the dangers of idolatry and incorporating the false gods of the nations into their own worship and their own daily lifestyle practices. The Israelites began a series of these cycles, the cycle of sinning, then worshiping idols, being punished, crying out for help, being rescued by a judge sent from God, obeying God for a while, and then falling back into sin and idolatry. They were conquered by Syria, Moab, Canaan, Midian, and other nations. They even faced the threat of civil war. A couple of lessons stand out from this period of history. First, God hates idolatry in all of its forms. Second, God responds with compassion and deliverance when His people sincerely cry out for God's help. The Israelites discovered that relationships affect faith. The men and women of the surrounding nations were attractive to the Israelites. Soon they intermarried, and the Israelites accepted their pagan gods. This was clearly prohibited by God, and we can read about that in Exodus 34 and in Deuteronomy 7. By accepting these gods into their homes, the Israelites gradually began to accept the immoral practices associated with them. Most Israelites didn't start out determined to be idolaters. They just added the idols to the worship of their God. But before long, they found themselves absorbed in pagan worship. Soon after Joshua died, Israel began to lose its firm grip on the land. Although Joshua was a great commander, the people missed his spiritual leadership even more than his military skill. For He had kept the people focused on God and God's purposes. Joshua had been the obvious successor to Moses, but there was no obvious successor to Joshua. During this crisis of leadership, Israel had to learn that no matter how powerful or wise the current leader was, their real leader was God. We often focus our hope and confidence on some influential leader, failing to realize that in reality it is God who is in command. The book of Judges is a good reminder to all of us that we need to acknowledge God as our commander-in-chief and avoid the temptation of relying too heavily on human leaders, regardless of their spiritual wisdom. So, in Judges chapter 3, verse 12 and following, we come across the name of this man, Ehud. Ehud is not a very well-known man, but he is the man God raised up to rescue and deliver the Israelites from their captors. At first glance, Ehud's career as a judge in Israel may not seem relevant to us. He clearly lived in another time. He took radical and violent action to free his people. He murdered the Moabite king Eglon with shocking deception. His war on Moab was swift and deadly. His life really is difficult to relate to, but this man's life is committed to the pages of Scripture, and so there are some important lessons for us from the life of Ehud. The enemies we face today are as real as Ehud's, but they are most often within ourselves. The battles we fight are not against other people, but against the power of sin within us. We need God's help in doing battle against sin. We have to remember that it is only with God's help that we can find victory over sin. And we must remember that God's forgiveness is sufficient for each failure in our life. Ehud was the second of the judges of Israel. He was a man of action. He was on the front line of God's confrontation against evil. But Ehud had a perceived weakness. He was left-handed. In ancient times, being left-handed was considered a handicap. Of course, today we know that being left-handed is not a weakness, but in Ehud's day, it was perceived that way. And of course, Ehud would have been very well aware of his perceived weakness. But God used Ehud mightily. Ehud is remembered in the pages of Scripture as being the man, the second judge, that God raised up as the rescuer, a deliverer for the nation. Ehud and his left-handedness is a good reminder to us that God is able to use us just the way we are, even with our own perceived physical limitations. They may not actually be physical limitations, but we may perceive them to be very limiting to us. Nevertheless, God is quite willing to use us for His purposes just the way we are. Ehud did a great work for the sake of God and for God's people. His work was radical for sure, but there are many times that God may call us to radical action. Not to act out in murdering another human being, but to be very aggressive against sin, particularly the sin in our own lives. Remember, the Moabites were idol worshippers. The problem that the Israelites experienced over and over and over again is that they would stray from the exclusive God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and incorporate the gods of the pagan nations into their own worship. The result was that God's people themselves fell into idol worship. And God judged the sin of Israelite idolatry and allowed the Israelites to be conquered and occupied by the pagan foreign nations. But over time, with the Israelites crying out in their attitudes of repentance, God raised up Ehud to radically confront the idolatry of Moab. And that is an important lesson we are reminded of from the life of Ehud. God responds to our cries of repentance. In Judges 3:15, we read this, "But when Israel cried out to the Lord for help, the Lord raised up a man to rescue them." When we sincerely cry out to the Lord for help, and when we are sincerely willing to turn away from our disobedience, God will respond. So, there are two lessons for today. God is willing and capable of using us for His purposes, just the way we are. And God responds to sincere cries for help, cries seasoned with repentance from the sin that separates us from a deeper, more vital relationship with God. Let me pray for you. God, I thank you for this time that you've given us to even think about your word and the life of Ehud. We think about the Israelites and the idolatry and the problems that that brought to their lives. We ask for your protection and your guidance, your deliverance in our lives. Keep us from idolatry in all of its subtle forms. Help us to grow in our worship of you. God, help us to grow in our pure worship of you. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to cry out to you in repentance, to not do it in our own strength, but you, God, working in us and through us, cry out for greater spiritual growth and crying out in repentance to turn to you and that you would shape us to be more like you, Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you would give each person that's listening to this message a great day, a good day. Help them have lots of opportunities to laugh. Help them to have opportunities to think about you and help each one of us to put you first, Jesus, in our life in all that we are doing. I pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.